We come together to join together with the one life and the one heart that lives in all. We go through time and space, very often separated from this awareness, feeling a need to take care of things ourselves, feeling that there isn't another consciousness, another part of ourselves that's watching over us. And so many of us feel alone in the everydayness of life, feeling a struggle with various problems that come up, decisions that need to be made. What a difference it would make if one were conscious of never being alone, of always being part of a greater consciousness that was at all times aware and infusing one's own consciousness with understanding, information, support, guidance, illumination, upliftment. What a difference that would make to an entire life, and certainly to an entire day. But most of us are not living with that awareness, and so daily experience seems to be a struggle, very often, of moving through time and of trying to uphold our lives as best we can. So the question becomes, for those of us who are trying to become more conscious of what truly is real, how to do so. The sense of aloneness, of needing to take care of things oneself, is a premise, a hypothesis, an experience based on habits of thinking. It is what our experience has been, but it is not what human beings are meant to experience in their connected state. In the connected state, there is a sense of flow, of participation with a greater awareness that holds all things. This that we call God's consciousness holds your own individual consciousness within itself. There is no separation. You are part of the larger. And so the connection once made, and to the extent that it's made, allows for an infusion and a transfusion of inspiration and understanding and a sense of safety, of being in the world not by oneself, of being in the world accompanied and with and participating in something that's larger than the self, that holds the self at all times. This perception is called belonging. It's called oneness. But it's nice to call it belonging at this moment, because we can reference what that might mean in a human sense. Belonging. If we think about a family, your own family, some of you have children, those who do not can think of any relationship within a family, there is acquired a sense of belonging to that family, a sense of belonging with, of inheritance from. What is that belonging based on? Where does it come from? Well, it certainly comes from habits of relationship. It certainly comes from habitual ways that society sees families, and we come to see families. So there's definitely a part of that. But think about the way in which parents learn to experience the belongingness with their children. That goes beyond anything that's a role. Nobody can tell, especially with young children, how to love. Nobody tells you how to love. It doesn't come in a book. It comes because the heart opens to something that feels natural. It feels intrinsic to the self, not all the time, and not always at the beginning when a child is born, but very often and gradually, and especially for most people, there's a sense of participation in the life of a child that one has given birth to, or that one has adopted and feels the same connection with. That is belonging. And then there is a sense of belonging that comes from taking part in a group that one identifies with. It could be a family group, it could be a spiritual group, it could be a group that has a purpose of helping. So belonging can take place that way too. But the largest and deepest and truest sense of belonging comes with the perception of the unity of life. That same sense of belonging that historically human beings have had with their families and children is meant to exist in relation to all of life. That includes all other human beings, all other creatures of the earth, and all other fellow beings on all levels of creation. We belong to the universe in that same intimate sense of belonging that exists within families. We belong to God. We belong to God's creation. And it's this experiential sense of belonging, of participation, that will end the sense of walking through life alone. That will end the sense of struggling on one's own with the dilemmas and decisions of daily life. Instead of that, there would be a continual stream of conversation, a flow of asking and receiving, of wanting to know and understanding, of asking for guidance about action and feeling the impulse of the will to move in a certain direction. This participation works from the inside out and from the deepest part of the inside of who you are, so that your will would know the universe is speaking and acting and moving through me now. Where am I to go? I am part of this. This stream of life that I belong to is moving through me now. And then the will becomes activated by the stream of the larger self and begins to want, desire, to move in the direction that seems most natural to itself. This is the connection of belonging, that what it creates is not a sense of different values, of opposition. It creates a sense of movement in the direction that seems most natural to oneself. So we are on our way as human beings to this state of participation in the larger life of the universe and of God. For the universe is but another word for God's creation, which is God's body manifested. We are on the way towards realizing on an experiential level what belonging might feel like. And in the movement, in the journey, those who wish for this a great deal can do something to participate in the journey, can open their hearts to not rejecting, but to accepting all of life's circumstances, and especially the people whom one meets, opening the heart to the possibility of relationship with all. This opening of the heart through the intention to develop a relationship with life begins to move one in the direction of greater truth. How could it not? Because the truth is that you are in relationship with everyone, whether you feel so or not. The person who's passing you on the street is in relationship with you. Things you touch, things that you bypass and don't notice when you walk down the street, they're in relationship with you too. You're living, whether consciously or not, in a moment of belonging to everything around you. And with the intention to open your heart, to look around you, to not let the preoccupations of your mind be all that's real, with the intention to breathe, to take space, to feel the wonder of it, that you are an extension, a participant in this larger life. More can come to you with that intention. More can unfold within your heart. More can be seen through your inner eyes. So, for today, think about belonging and what it would be like to feel that throughout your day, that you belong with the day itself. You belong with the air that you're breathing. You belong with everything that you are passing and that's passing you, absolutely and without exception. There is nothing that you're encountering during the day that you do not belong with. Think of that and see where it can take you in your own consciousness today and any other day. Because the sense of participation is where humanity is going. And the transformational change is of an entire life. I thank you for joining me in this podcast, and I look forward to seeing you again next time.